This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Os Hillman is a writer to business people. He writes as a Christian businessman to Christian business people. I get an email from him every day. In one of his recent emails, he writes this: "When I was in my 20s, I participated in a wilderness training course in a desert and mountain area. For our final exam, quote unquote, we were blindfolded, placed in the back of a pickup truck, and taken to a remote area. We were dropped off and told to meet back at our camp in 3 days, not 3 hours, 3 days. We did not know where we were. We had to determine our location simply with a compass. It was a frightening experience for four young people who had learned to navigate through the use of a compass only a few days earlier. With our food and water on our backs, we began our trek. It had just snowed that morning, so the way was difficult. We walked through valleys, canyons, snow-covered hills, and forests. In all, we walked more than 60 miles in 3 days. There were times when we did not think we could go another foot. Exhaustion and frostbitten feet were taking their toll. However, we finally made it to camp successfully, and to our surprise, we were the first ones among the other patrols to make it back. At the conclusion of our journey," now this is really interesting statement here, I want you to stay with me. "At the conclusion of our journey, we were able to stand on top of a ridge, look back behind us, and see the beautiful terrain that we'd just scaled. The pain of what we had just endured seemed to subside. We could not believe we'd actually walked through those valleys and snow-capped hills. There was a sense of accomplishment. Life is very much like this. It is often lived forward, but it's understood backward." Listen to that again. That's a word for somebody today, because some man came out of first service and said, "That's what I needed to hear today. Life is lived forward, but it's understood backward. It is not until we are down the road a bit that we can appreciate the terrain God has allowed us to scale and the spiritual deposits He has made in our life as a result. When you begin to realize some of this, you sit back and breathe a sigh of relief, because you know that God was in control all along. Didn't seem that way at the time, but He was." Listen carefully to the most important thing I'm going to say. Your compass for life is not your resume. Your compass for life is not your list of accomplishments or achievements. Your compass for life is not your bank account or stock portfolio. Your compass for life is your belief in Jesus Christ. Everything else flows out of that. Everything flows through that. Everything positive in your life comes out of these words: "I believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and I accept Him as the Lord of my life." That's the compass. The incredible result of believing is simply this: streams of living water flow through your life and out of it. Anything good in your life, it's connected to the streams. Remember that. Not to you, not to me. It's connected to the stream of that Holy Spirit-inspired, driven life that's guiding you and directing you. He's the compass. Believe Him today. Let's pray together. Father, thank You for this series on believing. Thank You for this message from John 7 on the incredible result of believing, that streams of living water do flow through us and out of us because of one thing. We believe in You, because You said it: "Whoever believes in Me, streams of living water will flow out of him." Well, we'll continue this series on Monday, part 6 of an 8-part series on the word belief, the most important word in your vocabulary. What you believe makes you what you are.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information, or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.